Yeah, but nobody had a veranda around here. They were more in the cities than they were here.
Now, you mentioned a parlor and a front room. Now, what kind of things were there? Were they in those rooms that you could sit in? What kinds of things
did you
have?
Well, you had rocking chairs. We had a wicker rocking chair in the front bit in the front room, and we had a carpet on the floor. And you didn't have couches and things. It was mostly just chairs.
Hmm. Okay.
And they maybe had what they called a lounge. They were before we had these fancy things.
Hmm. Do you ever remember them having anything like a davinette or a davenport?
No, not till later years. These were just couches that you had. And then if you had to, you could open them up and make a bed out of them. Okay. See, they would fold up.
Okay. And all of those things together, the chairs and things, would be called what?
Well, it's just furniture for the front room.
Okay.
And it didn't always match. Nowadays, you know, everything's got to match. You were lucky if you even had anything like that.
What would you have had in the bedroom? Did you have anything in the bedroom to keep clothes in?
You bet. You had a cupboard and you had a bed. And maybe you'd have a little tiny washstand. I've got one out here on the porch. You didn't have a big fancy dresser and big fancy mirrors. You just had a little tiny. And so I've kept one out here on the...
So you didn't have water inside, did you?
No.
At the ranch?
Yes, we did. We had a pump. Don't you remember? In that?
On the sink.
Yeah.
A neat pump on the sink in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm. Would you have anything like a bureau in the bedroom?
Well, one room we had a bureau, and otherwise the other furniture was pretty scarce.
Okay. You mentioned that you had to bring water in from outside. What did you bring it in with?
A bucket.
Okay.
Of course, we had this well later.
Yes.
That you saw. It was under the house, and we pumped that pump. And then that way you had your water, but it was no hot and cold water. It just was cold water, and then you put it on the stove and heat it.
Okay. The thing, what would you heat it in?
Well, a big wash boiler.
Okay. Would you ever heat it in anything? Would you ever boil water in anything like...
Oh, sure, a kettle. Okay. Sure, if you were going to cook or something. Then you had a tea kettle. Everybody had a tea kettle. I still have a tea kettle on my stove.
The thing, when you had that pump in the house, the thing that the water came out of would be called a what?
The well.
Okay, but the thing that it actually came out of when it came up out of the sink there, what would you call that? Would you call it a faucet or a spigot or a tap?
No, it was just an old-fashioned pump.
Yes, it was an old-fashioned
pump. Mm-hmm. There was no cistern or nothing.
There wasn't any.
Uh-uh. You just would pump it, and here would come the water, and then you'd catch it.
What would you call the thing in your sink right there that the water comes out of?
Well, that I've got over there is a filter on my water.
Okay. But the thing it comes out of, would you call that a faucet?
That's a faucet, okay. Yeah, but none of the...
You wouldn't call it a spigot. You would call it a faucet.
Faucet, uh-huh. Okay. But anyhow, in the country, you don't have that in the old times. It was just this pump, and the pump had about a place that wide where the water would come out.
Mm-hmm. Did the term spigot or tap, were those terms that they would have used in the old days?
No,
did you ever hear those?
Never heard of those.
To describe anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's good.
No, we were lucky to even get by.
Sure. You mentioned you brought the water, in early days you brought the water in buckets. What were the buckets made out of?
Well, they were just, like any kind of a, some of the buckets were enamel and some of them were just plain old.
None of them were wood, though.
Some of them were wood. And then some of them were just plain old. I've got some out here yet that I use for carrying water to things. They're just plain old steel buckets.
Steel?
Tin, more or less, instead of steel.
Okay. The thing, what would you call the thing that a cloth your mother would have used to wash dishes with?
Well, you'd take a piece of anything you had and it was washed clean, maybe was underwear or anything like that. You didn't have dish rags like they have nowadays.
Okay. And how about to dry the dishes with?
Well,